It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection announced it has signed a consent order and agreement with Range Resources for violations at six of its impoundments in Washington County. The DEP has fined Range Resources $4.15 million, the largest fine that has ever been brought against a company in the Marcellus Shale era. I'm joined now by DEP spokesman John Poyster. John Poyster, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Let's begin by talking about what brought this action about.
Well, we have noticed over a period of time that there were some problems at a couple of the impoundments operated by Range Resources, and particularly one earlier this spring caught our attention, a soil contamination case at the John Day impoundment down in Washington County. And before all was said and done, some 12,000 tons of contaminated soil was removed from that area. And we began seeing a number of other problems at least three other impoundments. And it came down to an instance in July when Range came to us with a readout showing a rising trend in groundwater contamination in one groundwater monitoring site at the Warstall impoundment in Cecil Township. And at that point, we felt that it was probably time that we sat down with Range and discussed what appeared to be a string of problems in their older impoundments in Washington County.
And how did Range Resources respond to the concerns that you brought to them? How did they account for what was happening?
Well, they realized that they had a problem, and they stepped up to their credit. They sat down immediately with us and began to discuss the problems. A lot of these impoundments are older impoundments that don't necessarily have some of the higher standards of liners and monitoring facilities that some of the newer impoundments had. And we noted, particularly in the case of the John Day impoundment, that the leak detection system was crushed, and so it was not able to provide any evidence of a leak at that impoundment. So it was, nobody knew that the impoundment was leaking for what appears to be some time now. So in the course of our discussions, the CONA came together, the consent order and agreement. The consent order outlines the violations that we have gathered at the impoundments, and according to that agreement, Range will be closing five of the of their impoundments. They'll be rebuilding two others and converting another impoundment to freshwater only for the remainder of its service life.
And in the meantime, we're talking about contamination of soil and groundwater. What is the extent of the damage to the environment?
Well, one of the things that is going to come out of this is that Range, as they take down these impoundments, and the work on these impoundments, on the five that are closing, will begin immediately. As they take down these impoundments, they're going to be required to take extensive soil and groundwater sampling so that we can determine if there was any kind of impact on the soil and groundwater. One fortunate thing that we have noted is that so far we have seen no impact on private water wells in the vicinities of these, in the vicinity of these impoundments. But nonetheless, we are going to require Range to give us reports on the condition of the soil and the groundwater.
And if contamination is found, then what happens?
Then Range has to remediate that in addition to whatever other work that has to go on to restore those sites that they're taking down.
And the figure certainly that shows up in the headlines here of over $4 million in terms of a fine, which, as you have cited, is the largest fine that has ever been brought against a company in the Marcellus Shale era. How, one might wonder, how do you arrive at that figure?
That's a really good question, and it's something that if you look at the number of violations, and what we did is we essentially totaled up those violations and applied what we have as kind of standard figures for a leak, a groundwater or a soil contamination or a spill that occurs at a site. Anything that escapes an impoundment is a violation. And so, we looked at all of those and we totaled it up and arrived at the figure. And I think one of the reasons that we did it this way was we wanted to call attention to the fact that we just don't believe that this is acceptable. And I think Range understands that, and I think we wanted to send a message to the industry that this just can't happen with these impoundments. And, we could have said, all right, we'll release a consent order and agreement on one impoundment. And the fine might have been $150,000 or $200,000. But as you pointed out, $4.15 million gets people's attention. And I think that's really what we were trying to do in this case.
And I we've got just about a minute left here, and I think you might have answered my last question, but what I was going to pose to you, John, was what does this mean in terms of a cautionary tale for the rest of the Marcellus Shale industry?
Well, I think that they have to realize that we do pay attention to these details, and that we do respond. Sometimes, maybe not as fast as some people would like us to, but we are very intent on preserving the environment and in preserving the integrity of these impoundments for as long as they exist. Because, as has been pointed out to us many times by residents in Washington County and by various environmental groups, that's the most valuable thing that we can do is protect this area. And
need to
it
jump.
Is a case where we have a lot of drilling activity and we have a lot of associated activity to the drilling. And we just want to make sure that people understand and the industry in particular understands that we are definitely on guard here.
DEP spokesman John Poister, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, an interview with poet Terrence Hayes on being named a MacArthur Genius Grants recipient. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.